Parshas Noach. Ele toldos Noach. These are the offsprings of Noach, Noach's children. Noach ish tzaddik. Noach was a man who was a tzaddik. Tamim hoya b'dayroisav, perfect in his generations. Esval ekim esalech Noach. Together with Hashem, Noach walked. The obvious question in this pasuk is that the pasuk starts off saying, Ele toldos Noach. These are the children of Noach, but does not say who the children of Noach are until Pasuk Yud, the next Pasuk. Why was the Torah matzik with Noach ish tzadik, tamim haya b'day roisav, before telling us who Noach's children were? Rashi brings down two terutzim. First of all, he says, Hoyel v'yizkirei hizkiroi siper b'shvachoi. Once the Torah mentions Noach, it tells us his praise. It says these are the offsprings of Noach, and then it says the praise of Noach. Noach was a tzaddik, tamim, and then it goes back to tell us his children. A second pshat Rashi says is to tell us sheiger toldosav shel tzaddikim are masim toivim. The main offspring and the main product of tzaddikim are the masim toivim. So this is what the pasuk means. Ela toldos Noach. These are the offspring of Noach. The main product of Noach was Noach ish tzaddik tamim haya b'day roisav, that he was a tzaddik, his masim toivim. Second of all, he also had other type of toldos, which were shem chom and yofes. Another diak in the pasuk is the lashon of Ela. Rashi in the beginning of Mishpatim says on the pasuk ve'ela ha-mishpatim that ve'ele, when it says it with a vav, it's moisif al horishonim. It adds to what it says before. Ele is pasul as rishonim. The word ele is detaching itself from the parsha of before. How is ele told us noyach detaching itself and separating itself from the parsha before? And the Mepharshim explained, because if you look before, at the end of Parshas Bereishis, Perik Vav, Pasuk Hei, the Pasuk says that the world was in a state of destruction. Vayar Hashem ki rabba ro'asa odom ba'oretz. People were bad. V'chol yetzer machshavos liboy, rak ra kol hayoyim. People were doing averis, and Hashem wanted to destroy them. On that, the Pasuk says, Eile told us Noach. Noach was different. I'm detaching myself from the parsha before. Before they were roy to be destroyed, but Noach was different. He was the ish tzaddik tamim. Why does it say Noach twice? Chazal tell us, according to one pshat, that he was Noach le'elyonim v'Noach le'tachtonim. Not only was he good le'elyonim bein odom la'mokoim, but also Noach le'tachtonim bein odom la'chaveir. Another teretz brought down is the medrash that says whoever it says their name twice is a raya that he was a tzaddik. Like it says, Noach, Noach, Avraham, Avraham, Moshe, Moshe. And the question arises that we find by Terach, who was the father of Avraham and was an Ovid Avodah Zarah, the Pasuk says later on in the Parsha, Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Chav Zayin, Terach, Terach. So what are you going to answer over there? He wasn't a tzaddik. On that, the Mepharshim say, Mikan Raya, that Terach did tshuva. Like Rashi brings down in Parshas Lech Lecha, Perek Tesvav, Pasuk Tesvav, when it says, Va'ata Tovoy El Avisecha B'Sholoim. So Rashi says, Oived Avodah Zarah, U'mevastroi Sheh Yovoy Elov, that he's going to come to him. His father worshipped Avodah Zarah, and the Pasuk is saying that Avram will come to his father. Limedcha She'osa Terach tshuva. From here we see that Terach did tshuva. So here also the Pasuk is saying, Terach, Terach, to teach us that he did tshuva. The Pasuk says that Noach was an ish tzaddik. Why is the Torah stressing a lashon of ish? He was a man who was a tzaddik. I once heard in the name of Rav Gifter that the Pasuk is saying and teaching us that in order for somebody to be called a tzaddik, first he has to be an ish, a mensch. When a person is an ish, afterwards he can work on becoming a tzaddik. And the Pasuk continues that he was tamim hoya b'day roisav, perfect in his generations. What does it mean when it says he was perfect in his generations? And Rashi explains that there's a machloikis, yesh shedarshim l'shvach, v'yesh shedarshim l'gnai. Some expound upon it as a praise to Noach. He was perfect even in his generation. Even though the people around him were all rishayim, he had nobody to learn from, he was still a tamim. If he would have been in a generation of tzaddikim, he would have been even greater. Others learn lignai. It is a negative statement against Noach. He was perfect in his generation, but if he would have been in the generation of Avram, lo yahaya nechshav l'klum, he would not have been considered anything. So there are two pshatim, darshim l'shvach, darshim l'gnai. And the Mefarshim explain that everybody agrees to the facts here. Of course, Noach would have been greater if he would have been in a generation of tzaddikim. And of course, Noach was not as great as Avram. The question is, what is the pasuk coming to stress here? Is it stressing Tamim Haya B'day Roysav, he was great even in his generation, or only in his generation? The one who darshan the pasuk L'gnai learns it out because the pasuk continues, Es Ho'elikim Es Halach Noach. Together with Hashem, Noach went. Noach walked. And Rashi explains that he wasn't as great as Avram. Noach needed to walk together with Hashem. He needed a support. But Avram was able to walk by himself. Like Avram said, Asher Hesalachti Lefanov, I walked before Hashem. So since the Pasuk is comparing Noach to Avram by saying Esor Lekim Esalach Noach and saying that he was not as great as Avram, therefore the words before that, Tamim Haya B'day Roysav, are also saying a negative statement that he was not as great as Avram. He was perfect in his generation, but B'day Roysav Avram Loi Haya Nechshav L'Klum. And the pasuk continues, Vayoled Noach Shloish Avonim, and Noach had three children, Es Shem, Es Chom, Ve'es Yofes. Shem, Chom, and Yofes. And Rashi had already explained in Parshas Bereishis that although Yefes was the oldest, since from Shem came Avram, and since Shem was Noled Mohul and he was a tzaddik, therefore Shem was the first name mentioned. But Yefes was really the oldest. Why does the pasuk have to repeat Noach's children after it already said it in Parshas Bereishis? Because if you look in Parshas Bereishis, Perakei, Pasuk Lamed Beis, it says, Vayihi Noach ben chamesh meo shono, vayolad Noach eshem eschom ves yofes. At the age of 500, Noach had three children, Shem, Chom, and Yofes. So why does the pasuk repeat it over here? Ramban says, the pasuk is coming to tell us that Noach had only three children, because in the generations earlier, the 10 generations from Adam to Noach, if you look back in Parshas Bereishis, it says that besides having the child that the pasuk is talking about, for example, Adam had Shes, it says he also had other children, Vayoled Banim Uvanos. But we're just discussing Shes. The pasuk over here is telling us that this was not the case by Noach. Noach only had three children, Shem, Chom, and Yofes. Vatishoches ha'oretz lefneho alikim. And the world became corrupt before Hashem. As Rashi explains, it was corrupt with erva and avodah zarah. Vatimolei ha'oretz chomos, and it was filled with robbery. Vayara lekim es ha'oretz v'nei nishchosa, and Hashem saw the world, and behold, it was corrupt. Ki hishchis kol basar es darkei ala oretz, because all flesh corrupted its way on the earth. Rashi explains, even behemah, chaya v'oif, animals and birds, had relations with other species. That's what the pasuk says. Ki hishchis kol basar es darkei ala oretz. The animals ruined their way on the earth. They had relations b'she'enam mina. Therefore, it brought destruction to the world. Beis HaLevi asks, how is it possible that the animals had relations with other species? They don't have a yetzahara. They don't have a bechira. And the answer is, once Adam does averis, if human beings do averis, they bring down the level of the world. They bring corruption to the world. And this corruption can have effect on all the brias, so that even the animals can be niskakin l'she'ena mina, even without a yetzahara and without a bechira. And the pasuk continues, Vayomer Elikim l'Noach, and Hashem said to Noach, Kates kol bosa bo lefanai, the end of all flesh has come before me. Because once you have these two averis, erva and avodah zarah, a catastrophe comes to the world that kills good and bad. Kimola ha'aretz chamos mipneihem, because the world filled up with robbery before them. And Rashi says, Lo'nechtam gezar dinam ela ala gezel. Their din was signed, their fate was signed because of robbery. Of course, the avera that brought the destruction was erva and avodah zarah. But they were still able to do tshuva. But once they did chamos, they did robbery, averi shebein odom lachaveroi. It was nechtam gzarvinom, and they could not do tshuva. V'hinani mashchisam etzaoretz, and behold, I will destroy them. Etzaoretz, according to the first pshat of Rashi, means min haoretz. I will destroy them from the earth. Rashi brings down a second pshat. V'hinani mashchisam im haoretz. I will destroy them together with the earth, because three tfachim of the plowing was also erased because of the mabul. Why did Hashem erase the earth also? Maral learns, because the whole purpose of the earth is because of Adam, and if Adam is being destroyed, there is no purpose of the earth. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu erased three tefachim of the Machareisha. Maskil David learns that the earth also corrupted their ways, just like the animals. Just like the animals were in this kak in Lisha'ena Minon, the earth also, when you planted chitim, it grew sa'arim. You planted wheat, it grew barley. Therefore, since they were also mashchis their ways, HaKadosh Baruch Hu erased three tefachim of the machreisha. Asei lecha tevas asei gofer. Make for yourself a teva of gopher wood. And Rashi explains that, of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had many ways to save Noach and his family. Why did he pick the creation and the building of a teva? And the answer is because he wanted Noach to build the teva for 120 years in order that the people of his generation would see him building the teva and ask him what he's doing. And he would say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is planning to bring a mabul, do tshuva. Maybe they would do tshuva. That's why he chose that Noach should build the teva for such a long time. This way, the people of the generation might do tshuva and repent. Maskil David asks that l'chayra, the order of the psukim is not correct over here. If you look in Pasuk Yud Zayin, it says, "Vani hinani mevias hamabel mayim ala oretz." I am about to bring a mabel. And Pasuk Yud Dalet says, "Asei l'cha tevas asei gofer." Make for yourself a teva. The correct order should have been that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should have said Pasuk Yud Zayin first. I am bringing a mabel, and therefore, since I'm bringing a mabel, say Pasuk Yud Dalet. Therefore, make a teva. Why is it written in the reverse order? Make a teva, because in Pasuk Yud Zayin, I am bringing a mabul. And Maskil David answers that according to this Rashi, it is very good, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Noach to build a teva in order that the people of the generation should do tshuva. So the Pasuk is saying like this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Asei lecha tevas atzei gofer. Make a teva. And the reason why I'm telling you to do this first is because make a teva, maybe I won't have to bring a mabul. Maybe they'll do tshuva. It's only if you make a teva and they don't do tshuva, then va'ani hinani mevias ha'mabul mayim ala oretz, then I will bring a mabul on the earth. According to that, the psukim, the order of the psukim, is in the right order. Atzei gofer, out of gopher wood, Rashi explains the reason why gopher wood was chosen is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was hinting what type of water would be brought and rained down mishamayim. It was water made of gopherous, of sulfurous water. That's why the wood was gopher wood. Kinem tases ateva. Make the teva with many rooms. V'chofarta oiso mibayis umichutz bakofer. And tar it on the inside and the outside. Since the waters of the mabul were very strong waters, it was necessary to put tar on the inside and the outside. Masha enkein. When Moshe Rabbeinu was placed in a teva in order to save him from the mitzrim and put down in the water. Over there, the water was very easy waters. It was in an agam, in a swamp. It was not stormy waters. Therefore, it was sufficient to just put cement on the inside and tar on the outside in order that Moshe Rabbeinu would not have to smell the bad smell of tar. V'zeh asher tasa oisa. This is the way and the dimensions of the teva. Shloish me'ez ama orech ha-teva. It was 300 amas long. Chamishim ama rochba. 50 amas in its width. Ushloishim ama koimosa. 30 amas in its height. Tzoya atasa la-teva. Make a window for the teva. That is one pshat in Rashi. According to a second pshat, it means a even teva, a precious stone. There wasn't any window. There was just a precious stone. One has to understand what type of stone this was. The typical stones that we see today just reflect light, but do not create its own light. This must have been some type of a stone that was able to give light on its own, because if you learn Tzayar is a precious stone, there was no window letting in light. So the stone itself was creating the light. And with an amo, you should finish it off on top. In other words, the roof should be slanted so that the rain should fall down. But at the top, it will be flat for one amah. And the door of the teva should be placed on the side, not on top, because if it was on top, the rain would come in. Tachtiim, there should be a bottom floor for garbage. Shniim, a middle floor for animals. Ushlishim, and a top floor for human beings. Ta'aseha, that's the way you should make it. Va'ani, because I, as Rashi explains, Va'ani, because I am ready to agree with the Malachim, who said, Mo enosh kisis kerenu. What is the purpose of human beings that they should be mentioned? I am ready to agree with Malachim and destroy them. I will bring a flood of water on the earth. And the word mabul comes from three different meanings. One meaning is shebola. It ruins everything. Bola, to ruin. Also, bilbel. It mixes up everything. And the third meaning is shehoivel. It moves everything. The mabul moved everything from the higher places to the lower places. Everything ended up at the lowest point in Bavel. All the dead people of the Mabel ended up in Bavel. That's why Bavel is called Shinar. Shenin Aru Sham Komese Mabel. All the dead people of the Mabel moved themselves and shook themselves to end up in Bavel. So I will bring this Mabel, Lashaches Kol Basar, to destroy all flesh, Asher Boi Ruach Chaim, that has life, Mitachas Ashamoyim, from under the heavens. Koil Asher Ba'oritz Yigva, everything on the land will be destroyed. And I will establish my covenant, my bris with you. As Rashi explains, what is this bris? I will make a bris with you that the food will not rot, and the Rishoyim of the generation will not kill you. Uvoso el ateva, and you will come into the teva. Ata uvonecha, you and your sons. Veishtecha, and your wife. Uneshevonecha, and your sons' wives. Itoch, with you. The pasuk separates the males and the females. Ata uvonecha, and then ishtecha uneshevonecha. And Rashi explains that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Noach that during the year of the Mabel, you will be osur b'tashmish mahamita, to have relations with your wives. That's why it is Noshim Levad, the Anoshim Levad. I once heard an interesting thought in the name of the Brisker Rav, who says that we know Noach did not have any children until the age of 500. We see that in Parshas Bereishis, the Pasuk says Beferish, that Noach was 500 years old when he had Yefes. The Tzivui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to build a Teva was 120 years before the Mabel. And since Noach was 600 at the Mabel, that makes Noach 480 years old when Hashem commanded him to build the Teva. And what does it say over here? When he was 480 years old, it says, in 120 years from now, you will go into the Teva with your sons and your sons' wives. This was a tremendous besura to Noach. Noach did not have any children at that point. We have to understand that in those days, everybody else had children at the age of 100 years old. Noach was 480 years old and still did not have any children. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling him at 480 that at the time of the Mabel, you will go in with your sons. This is a tremendous besura for Noach. It is interesting that the Torah does not make a big deal about this besura, just like it does further on by Sarah, who also had a child at an old age. And the pasuk continues, Umi kol hochai, and from all living, referring to even shadim were brought into the teva. Mikol basar, from all flesh. Shnayim mikol, a minimum of two of each, because we will see further that by behema tahira, kosher animals, they brought seven of each. But a minimum of two of each, tavi ila teva, you should bring it to the teva. Lahachios itach, to live with you. Zachar unakeva yiyu, male and female. Mehaif luminehu, from the birds who stuck to their men. HaKadosh Baruch Hu only accepted into the Teva animals that were not mashchis darkam, the ones that did not have relations with other species, the ones that stuck to their men. Umina behema limina, and from behemoth that stuck to their men. Mikol remes ho'adama liminehu, from all creeping creatures of the earth, according to the ones that stuck them in. Shnayim mikoil, a minimum of two of each, yavoyu elecha lahachiyos, will come to you to live. And Ramban is medayik, that over here the Lashon is, Yavoyu Elecha, they will come to you by themselves. And earlier the Pasuk says, in Pasuk Yutes, Tavi El Ateva, you will bring them into the Teva. Why does it use a contradictory Lashon? And the answer is, that when it says Yavayu Elecha, they will come to you, it means to say that you will not have to go to all the islands and all the ends of the world to capture these animals to bring them to the teva, but rather they will come by themselves. And once they are next to you, then Tavi Elateva, you will bring them into the teva. But the teva only accepted the ones that stuck to their mint. And you will take for yourself from all food that will be eaten, and you will bring it and gather it for yourself, and it will be for you and for them to eat, for you and the animals. Some of Farshim are medayik that since the pasuk starts off, mikol machol asher yeochel va'osafto elecho, you will gather the food for yourself. Noach only had to gather his own food, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu caused a nes to happen, that this food that Noach gathered for himself was v'hoya lochem v'lecho v'lohem la'ochla. It became enough food for himself and for all the animals. He gathered for himself, and a nes happened, and it became enough for everybody. The Gemara in Brachos learns out that a person must feed his animals before he feeds himself. From the pasuk, "V'nosati esev b'sadochol v'amtecho," I will give grass in your fields to your animals. Then afterwards, "V'ochalta v'savoto," then you will eat and you will be satisfied. First, one must feed his animals; then he is allowed to give himself to eat. So the Mefarshim ask. Over here we see just the opposite. What does the pasuk say in pasuk Chaf Aleph? V'hoya lecho v'lohem la'ochlo. It will be for you and for them. You before the animals. And we see a similar diuk in Parshas Bereishis, Perek Aleph, pasuk Chaf Tes, where the pasuk says, lochem yieh la'ochlo u'lecho chayas ha'oretz. It will be for you to eat. And then it says, for all the chayas ha'oretz. Isn't there a halacha that one must feed his animals before he feeds himself? And we do find in Sefer HaChassidim that concerning drinks and water, the halacha is that one may drink before his animals. And we have two riyas to this. First of all, we see in Parshas Chayasar, when Rivka was feeding Eliezer and the Gemalim, she first gave him to drink, and then gave the camels to drink. And Sefer HaChassidim says, it's because water is different than food. We see the same thing in Parshas Chukas, where over there the pasuk says v'hishkisa eso eda v'esbiram, and the eda will have to drink and their cattle and their animals. So we see when it's coming to drinking, a person may eat before his animals, but the kasha remains. Over here we are talking about food. Why does it say lecha v'lohem? Ayin in Sefer Gan Rove, who discusses this kasha and brings many terutzim. And the pasuk continues, "Vayas Noach, and Noach did kechol asher tziva oisa elikim, everything the way Hashem commanded him concerning the building of the teva, kain osa, so he did." Why does the pasuk say "Vayas" and "kain osa"? Ramban explains that is the derech, that is the way of the psukim of the Torah. When it wants to tell you that the person did it exactly the way Hakadosh Baruch Hu told him, it says "Vayas" and then "kain osa." Now let us go back on the Rashi's inside. Zok Rashi. Ela told us, Noach, Noach is tzaddik. Rashi is bothered that why does it start off speaking about the told us Noach and then say, Noach is tzaddik, and first say the children a pasuk later. Hayoviz kiroi sipe bishvachai. Once it mentions Noach's name, it says his praise, which was ish tzaddik tamim. Shenemar, where do we find this thing? Like it says in the pasuk, Zecher Tzadik Levracha. When you mention a Tzadik, you give him a Bracha. Sefer Maskel Adavit is bothered by the Raya that Rashi brings. Rashi says, Zecher Tzadik Levracha. You mention a Tzadik, you give him a Bracha. Our pasuk is not talking about mentioning a Tzadik and giving him a Bracha. Just the opposite, it's just saying a Shvach. Just like Rashi started off saying, Hoyel Viz Kiroi, Sipe B'Shvachoi. It says Noach's name, it says his praise, he's a tzaddik, he's a tamim. We do not find a bracha in this pasuk. Really, the only place we find this is in Parshas Vayera, Perik Yudches, Pasuk Yudches, where over there Avram's name was mentioned, and the pasuk says, V'Avram Hoyo Yiyeh L'Goygol V'Otzom. Avram will be to a great nation. And Rashi over there brings down, Zecher Tzaddik L'Vracha. Once we mentioned Avram's name, we give him a bracha. We mentioned Avram's name, and we give him a bracha now that he will be to become a great nation. But in our pasuk, this pasuk of Zecher Tzadik Levracha does not really fit in. That is the Maskel Adav's diuk on Rashi. Another kasha that others ask on Rashi in Sefer Malka Shel Torah is that we do not find anywhere else when a tzaddik is mentioned, the Torah stops whatever it's talking about and starts talking about the shvach, the praise of this tzaddik. We don't find it by Avram, we don't find it by Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron. Why specifically by Noach does the Torah stop what it's talking about and start praising Noach? And secondly, why did the Torah say the shvach in Parashas Noach? Noach's name was mentioned already in Parashas Bereishis, like we see earlier. In Parashas Bereishis, Perakei Pasuk Chavtes, Vayikra Shemoi Noach, Lemach Hadassan Noach, right there it should have said, Noach was Yish Tzadik. Why does it wait until the second time that we mention Noach's name to say Hishvach? Those are the two diyukim that the Malka Shel Torah asks on this Rashi. Davar Acher, another pshat in the Rashi, in the Pasuk told us Noach is, L'lamedcho she'ikir toldoseim shel tzadikim ma'asim toivim. The main offspring of the tzadikim are their good deeds. Ela told us Noach, these are the offsprings of Noach. You know what his main offspring was? That he was an Ish Tzadik, that he was a Tamim. It was only secondary that his offspring was Shem, Chom, and Yofes. Bidai Roysov, in his generations, Yesh Merabi Seinu Dorsha Moisel Shvach. Some expound upon this word Doroysov as a praise to Noach. Definitely, if he would have been in a generation of tzaddikim, he would have been even greater. And some expound upon it as a negative statement. According to his generation, he was a tzaddik. Were he to be in the generation of Avraham, he would not have been considered anything. As we explained earlier, both pshatim agree to each other on the facts. Noach would have been greater in a generation of tzaddikim, and Noach was not as great as Avraham. But the question is, how we dashen tamim haya b'day roisav? Do we dashen it l'shvach? Do we say the Torah is telling us a shvach about Noach or ignite? Some mefarshim are medayik that we see by the Dorshim L'Shvach, it says, if he was in a generation of Tzadikim, Hoya Tzadik Yoyser. And when they dash L'Gnai, it says, if he was in the generation of Avraham, Lo Hoya Nechshav L'Klum. Why does he start off with Tzadikim and end off with a specific Tzadik, Avraham? And they answer that Rashi is saying a Chiddush, because the ones who dash L'Shvach are saying that Noach would have been greater even if he was with any tzaddik. He does not have to be with a tzaddik like Avram to have become greater. Any tzaddik he would have been with would have made him greater. And when the one who darshens l'gnai is talking, over there it says specifically Avram, because compared to other tzaddikim, Noach would have been something. But compared to Avram, lo hayo nechshav l'klum. Therefore, it uses a general statement, l'shvach, and a specific statement, l'gnai. So Rashi, Esor Lekim Isalach Noach. Noach went together with Hashem. Uvavram uoimer Asher Salachli Lefonov. By Avram, the pasuk says that Avram said, "I went before Hashem." Noach had tzorach saad l'tamchoy. Noach needed a support. He had to go together with Hashem. Aval Avram hoyim ischazik umahalech b'tzidkom e'elov. Avram would go by himself before Hashem, in front of Hashem. Hisalach Noach. Noach walked. Loshen Ovar. It's a lashon of past. V'zehu shimushay shaloshin b'lashon kaved. That is the usage of this language in a lashon kaved, which means a lashon that has a dogish. In the lamed there is a dot, a dogish. Mishameshes lahaba ulashavar. The same word can be used in the past tense and also in the future tense. B'lashon echad with one word. Kum hishalech. Get up and walk. Lehavo. It's a future tense. Hisalech Noach. Noach walk. Lishaavar. Past. The same word hisalech is used in both ways. Hispalel ba'ar avadecho lehavo. Davin for your servant is a lashon of future. Uvo vispalel el habayis hazeh is lashon avar. Come and daven to this house. The word hispalel, uvo vispalel, is really past. Elo shavav sheberoshe haifchoi lehavo. The vav in front of it changes the tense from past to future. And we find that many times. Even though the word and the tense is really a past tense, the vav ha-hipoch can change it to future. So we see the word hispalel ba'ar avadecho is future. Uvav hispalel is really past. It's just the vav is changing it to future. And Rashi continues, Vatishoch es ha'oretz. Loshen erva v'avadizara. A lashon of corruption is referring to two averis, erva and avodah zarah. Erva, like it says in the next pasuk, ki hishchas kol basar es darkoi, that all basar ruined their way. So we see a lashon hashchasa by erva. Avodah zarah kamoi pen tashchisun. By avodah zarah we find the lashon of hashchasa by the pasuk in Devarim pen tashchisun, which is talking about avodah zarah. So the word vatishaches is talking about two specific averis, erva and avodah zarah. Vatimoli ha'oris chomos is gezel. Shenema min ha'chomos asher b'chapehem, from the robbery that was in their hands. Ki hishchis kol basar. Afilu behema chayev ha'oif niskokin l'she'enon minom. Even behemos, chayes, and oifos had relations with other species. Sifse Chachomim is medayek that Rashi does not mention dogim, fish, because dogim did not corrupt their ways. The pasuk says ki hishchis kol basar es darkoi al ha'aretz, on the land. The fish stuck to them in, and that's why they were saved. That's why the pasuk says further, mikol asher becharova mesu, only that the animals that were on the dry land died, but not dogim shebiyom. Kates kol basar. The end of all basar came before me. Whenever we find these two averis, erva and avodah zarah, andral musya bo la'olam, a catastrophe comes to the world, and kills good and bad. The Mefarshim all discuss what good people were killed in the Mabel. Noach was saved, his family was saved. So what does that mean? Andral musya bo la'olam v'hayreges toivim v'roim. In Sefer Gur Aryeh from the Maral, he says that when does Andral Musya kill good and bad, that's only if they're all together. But since over here HaKadosh Baruch Hu separated the good by making a teva, therefore the Andral Musya only killed the bad and not the good. So in essence, only the bad were killed and the tovim were saved. Others learn pshat that the tovim is referring to the ketanim, the small children that are not at the age and roi fit to be punished. That's what it means. Through erva and avodah zarah, a catastrophe comes to the world and kills the bad, and the good means the children of the bad who really should not have been punished because they are not the age of punishment. Kimala ha'oretz chamas. The world was filled with robbery. Lainechtam gzardinam ela ala gezel. Their fate was only sealed because of robbery, even though the two averis caused the catastrophe, but the gezel was the one that sealed it. After it was sealed, one cannot do tshuva. Esa oretz k'may mina oretz. They will be erased from the earth. V'dayim aloi k'tseisi esoher mino er. When I leave the city, it means from the city. Chola es raglov is the same as min raglov. Dava acher esa oretz ima oretz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will wipe out part of the earth. Sha'af gimel tfachim shel oimek hamacharisha, three tfachim of the depth of the plowing, nimoichu v'nishtashtashu, was erased and washed away. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Asei lecha teva, harba reva fatzol lefonov. There are many ways HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have saved Noach. V'lama ha-tricha bebinyan zeh, why did he bother Noach to build a teva? K'dei she'yir ar'uhu anshei dor ha-mavel oisik ba kuchav shana. So the people of the generation should see him working on the teva for 120 years. V'shayal in oisai mazois lecha, and they will ask him, what is this to you? V'hu oimer lohem, and he will say to them, osid HaKadosh Baruch Hu lehova mavel la'olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring a mavel to the world. Ulai yoshuvu, maybe they will do tshuva. Atzei gofer, why was gopher wood used? Kach shemoi, that's the name of the wood. V'lama mimin zeh, and why specifically from this type? Ashem gopheris, hinting to the sulfur, shenigzer aleem li'machiz boy, that was decreed upon them to be erased. They will be erased with sulfurous water. Kinim, rooms, medurim l'chol behem v'chayer, rooms for each animal. Ba kofer, zephes b'lashon arami. Kofer, in Aramaic, means tar. Umatzino b'gemara kufra. We find this lashon in the Gemara, where the Gemara says kufra, tar. B'teva seshel Moshe. By the teva of Moshe, al yedesha hoyu ha'mayim toshim, since the waters were weak. It was sufficient cementing the inside and putting tar on the outside. Since the waters were weak waters, it was not necessary to have tar on the inside. We don't want Moshe Rabbeinu, the tzaddik, to smell the bad smell if it's not necessary. Over here where the waters were very strong, he put tar on the inside and the outside. Soyahar, a window. Yesh armim chaloin. Some say it's a window. Yesh armim even tarva hameir lahem, a precious stone that actually gave light. And to an amo, you will finish it off on top. Kesuya mishupa va'oila. Its roof slanted and went up. Achu katzer milmalo, until it was narrow on top. Va'oimed al amo, and it stood an amo. Kadesh yazavu hamayim lamata, in order that the waters will flow downward. Bitsida tosim, placed the door on the side. Shala yiplu hagashamim ba, because if you put it on the top, the water of the rain will come in. Tachtiim shniim ushlishin. Gimel alias. There were three levels. Zua gavzu. One on top of the other. El yonim la'adam. The top were for people. Emsoyim la'madar. The middle was for animals. Tachtiim la'zevel. The bottom was for the garbage. Vani hinani mevi. And I am prepared to bring. Hinani muchon lahaskim im oisim shir zarzuni. I am ready to agree with the ones that warned me. Va'armu lefanei kvar. And already said to me. Mo enosh kisis kerenu. What is the purpose of man that you will mention him? The Malachim said there is no purpose in creating man, and I am willing to agree with them and erase them from the world. Mabul. The word mabul comes from three lashonis. Shebola es hakoil, it ruins everything. Shebilbil es hakoil, it mixes up everything. Shehovel es hakoil, it moves everything. Min hagavoya lenamuch, from the high places to the low places. Vizeo lashon onkelus, and that is the lashon of targum. Shetirgim teifono, who is metargamit as teifono, a flood. Shehesif es hakoil. It floods everything. Ve'aviyam lebavel, and he brings them to Bavel. Shehi amuka, that is deeper. Lekach nikra shinor, that's why it is called shinor. Sheninaru sham kol meisei mabul, because all the dead ones of the mabul moved to Bavel. Shinor miloshin sheninaru. So Rashi vayter vakimoisi es barisi, and I will establish my bris. Bris hayat sarach ala peri shelayir kavu, a bris was needed that the fruit should not rot and become ruined, and in order that the wicked people of the generation should not kill Noach. The Pasuk says the men separately and the women separately. From here we learn out that they were usher to have relations during the year of the Mabul. Even Shadim were brought into the Teva. Shnayim Mikoil, two of each one. Minapochos Shebehem, lepochasu Mishnayim. The minimum was two of each species. Echo Zachor ve'echo Nekeva, one male and one female. Mehoif Lumineu, from the birds according to their min. Oisen Shedavku Biminehem, the ones that stuck to their min. V'leishchisu Darkom, and did not corrupt their ways. Umealehem Bohu, and they all came by themselves. Whoever the teva accepted went into the teva. Vayas Noach, ze binyan teva. Vayas Noach over here is referring to the building of the teva, because the pasuk further also says Vayas Noach in Perek Zayin Pasuk Hey, and over there it is referring to entering the teva.